Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cutshaw. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Cutshaw steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and has Schock trapped. There's the throw to Cutshaw and over to Jones, who tags Schock for the out. Hooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Collins moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Blue reaches second base with a double. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Strunk moves to third. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schalk bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Strunk scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Faber moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Woodall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Bert Cole now pitching. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Shealy moves to third. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cobb is chasing the ball. Schalk rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Faber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Faber moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Bert Cole. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Moore now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Strunk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw catches it and throws to first to double up Ma still. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Cobb moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McClellan moves to third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Faber moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson bunts for an out with unknown description. Faber moves to third. Hooper moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Veach takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schalke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Faber bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalke moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schalke moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schalke scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Cutshaw applying the tag. Hooper moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.